tomorrow night. Bad, what's going on?
Man, I'm hollering.
What you hollering
what
about,
you hollering
man?
About
man, I'm hollering about everything. You know, it's funny, man. We look at it. Look, there's so much dumbness going on in the world, man. And you just sit back. For greeting, it's great because we don't have to write no more. I just look at TV and say, okay, I'll write that down.
So make me want to holler as a stand-up?
Yes. 10 special shot Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, happy Father's Day, Bad.
Thank you, man. Happy Father's Day to you, too. Man.
Thank you, Bad.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
Thank
got
you.
Two great kids, Sinbad.
Man, I have three.
Oh, three. Okay.
Yeah. Third one came a little late.
Okay. All right. What are you expecting on Sunday?
You know what? As fathers, we don't know. It's not like Mother's Day. It's not like a big preparation and everybody's under pressure for Mother's Day. You can fail and you didn't get the flowers. You can't fail on Father's Day. You can't fail. Even if you forget it, you can't fail. You know, it's a shame, but I'm being honest. Think about it, man. If your son go pro, you ain't going to get no love. Mom! Thank you, Mom. Our job is just to be there. But they're going with me to Phoenix. I'm doing a show in Phoenix at the Wild Horse Casino, and my whole family's going down with me. So we're going to do something.
Something.
Now, how has it changed from when your children were children and now they're grown?
You know, I think I understand my dad now when he would sit and look at me and say, he can't believe what I'm doing. I look at my kids and he's like, damn, I did something right. You know, and they're just doing these fantastic things. And we still help them, but we help more from a consulting point, you know, because you got to let them do their thing and you learn from them. Like now I'm learning from them. They're showing me stuff like, why don't you try it this way? Why don't you try it that way? And if a father or a parent can keep their mind open, you can really, you know, have this, you get to grow now as a person.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Back in the day, what did you give your father for Father's Day?
We had no money, man. I gave him love, a tie, some cologne. But when I got to be a man, and it was a comedian, a car, a suit, shoes, things he could need, you know, trips, places. It was fun as a grown person. I could finally do things for my dad for all that he did for me as a young crazy person.
You made up for it.
What was the craziest thing you did as a kid?
I owe my parents. I had to make up. I'm still making up for stuff.
What was the craziest thing you did as a kid that you can't? I mean, you think about it, I can't believe I did that.
You burning the house down and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You burnt the house down?
I tried.
Why?
How?
I wanted to be flame on and fantastic. I wanted to have superpowers, man.
It didn't work out.
I found out a few years ago that I did have ADHD. I took this test as a joke. And I said, you know what, most comics, I said, I couldn't concentrate. And everybody was mad at me. You don't ever finish nothing. I said, I was done as far as I could go. But ADHD serves you well as an entertainer. People are medicating these kids. Leave them alone. It's a gift in a way because you are truly free to keep moving on to other stuff.
Yeah.
If it don't work, we don't freak out and panic. I was done anyway.
Well, happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day to you too, man. Y'all stay up.
Congratulations.
We'll look for you tomorrow night.
Burnt the
All
house
right.
down.
He wanted to be flame on, man.
I bet he burnt that butt.
I got a Father's Day mix next.